The funeral services for Mormon Apostle Robert D. Hales, who died last weekend, were held at the historic Salt Lake Tabernacle today. KUER's Lee Hale was there.
If you're an apostle, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings at your funeral. Also, an apostle's funeral is one of the only times you'll hear them called by their first name. Here's Russell Ballard, who served alongside Hales in the Quorum of the Twelve for many years.
Before Bob and I were called as general authorities, we made our living in the world of business.
Hales' success in business was mentioned more than a few times. A graduate of Harvard Business School and executive in a number of high-profile companies, Hales put that life to the side when called as a full-time general authority for the LDS Church back in 1975. Another apostle, Russell Nelson, who's next in line to lead the church, spoke about Hale's heart.
I know Bob's heart. Literally.
Nelson is a former heart surgeon and was in the operating room when Hales underwent open heart surgery 2 decades ago. Hales had a lot of health struggles and surprised many with his ability to continue to serve until he was 85 years old. Hales' death leaves a vacancy in the second highest governing body of the church, which is expected to be filled sometime in the next 6 months. Lee Hale, KUER News.